FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Two accused making a second bid for bail in the murder case of Keenan, aka Forbes, and Tebelo Motsoane, have told a Durban court that their imprisonment has had a devastating impact on their family's livelihood. Forbes and Motsoane were shot outside a restaurant on Florida Road in 2023. The Durban Magistrate Court is currently hearing bail applications by Mziwe Themba Gwabini and Lindiwe Ndimande. Newswatch's Nushira Sudial is there.
The duo's reapplication for their release is based on new facts in affidavits read out by their shared attorney. Both claim that due to the previous refusal of their bail and their lengthy time in prison, their personal circumstances have changed. Gwabini says he is now in arrears in terms of paying the school fees of his three children. He says he is unable to provide for his family while in prison. Ndimande says the only taxi he owns was involved in a car accident and has left him unable to provide for his extended family. Among the fresh reasons for bail, both accused responded to the state's stance that the investigation remains complete. Gwabini and Ndimande say the ongoing extradition matter of the two other accused, the Ndimande brothers in Eswatini, has delayed the case. They say even though the state claims the investigation is complete, the matter has not been moved to the High Court. Noshera Sudial, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Durban Magistrates Court.
Fly SA has welcomed the National Consumer Commission's investigation into overbooking practices, emphasizing its compliance with the Consumer Protection Act. The airline highlights overbooking as a global standard to manage no-shows and keep fares affordable. Chief Marketing Officer Kirby Gordon says Fly SA's approach impacts less than 1% of capacity. He calls for a fair industry-wide review and reaffirms its commitment to transparency and customer care throughout the process.
We remain confident that our policies are transparent and very much within the bounds of the CPA, but we are imploring the NCC to cast the net wider and conduct their review across all airlines in South Africa, because all airlines employ this policy and a disproportionate focus on Fly SA alone wouldn't be fair.
And finally, U.S. President Joe Biden has welcomed his first great-grandchild after his eldest granddaughter gave birth to a baby boy in California on Wednesday. 31-year-old Naomi Biden Neal and her husband Peter Neal welcomed their first child, a son named William Brandon Neal IV. Biden is the first sitting president to become a great-grandfather while in office. Your top story this hour. Two accused making a second bill for bail in the murder case of Keenan, aka Forbes, and Tebelo Motsoane, have told a Durban court that their imprisonment has had a devastating impact on their family's livelihood. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tinogohle Malinga.